Are any of the Sfarim in the Torah going to no longer exist when Mashiach comes?
I heard, except for like.
So let me tell you. So look at what the Rambam says. The Rambam quotes.
We still learn things that like don't really happen.
The one on Tishba.
So let's take a look. So the Rambam quotes from Chazal the following very fascinating idea. Kol sifrei hanavim v'chola kesuvim asidim libatel yemos haMashiach chutz mimegilas Esther. All the books of the prophets and the writings of the Nevi'im and Kesuvim will no longer exist after Mashiach comes except for Megillas Esther. Harehi kayemes kechamishachum sheitoru kehilchosh haTorah ba'al peh she'ena batalim la'olam. It will continue to exist like the Chumash and like the Torah she'ba'al peh, the oral Torah. The afal pi shekol zichron atzaros yevatel, even though we will forget all of the tzaros, all the terrible things that have happened in history, yemei haPurim lo yevatel. The days of Purim, they will not cease to be, they will not be forgotten, they will continue to be. So it's a very simple question on this Rambam. What's the question on this Rambam? Right? More than why. Number one, why would Purim be the only one that would continue to exist and Megillas Esther be the only one to continue to exist? And number two, if we're going to forget all the tzaros, all the things that happened, and that's why we're not going to have the other Nevi'im, why would we still have Megillas Esther? What do you mean, Esti? Because it talks about all the terrible things that happened. Megillas Esther itself speaks about bad things. So the Rambam says, even though there's going to be no more remembrance or memory of the terrible things, we're going to still read the Megillah. How can you have a forgetting all the terrible things that happened in exile while reading the story of Purim and reading about all the bad things that happened? So I want to share with you a very fascinating answer, the Briska Rav. So the Briska Rav said like this. What's the first line in Shir HaMalos before benching? Shir HaMalos! What does that mean? Song of the Ascents. B'shuv Hashem es shivas Tzion. What does that mean?
The settling of God.
When Hashem will return the remnants of the Jewish people to Tzion, hayinu kecholmim. What do those words mean?
We will be like dreamers?
We will be in a fantasy? Hayinu kecholmim.
We were.
Diktuk, avar. Hayinu kecholmim. We were like dreamers. So how does that pasuk make sense? Shirim alz b'shuv Hashem es shivas Tzion. When Hashem will return the remnants of the Jewish people to Tzion when Mashiach comes, hayinu kecholmim. We were like dreamers. So you know what the Radak writes over there? You know what the Radak writes? The Radak says like this. You ready? The Radak says, why is it in past tense? Because when we will be in Eretz Yisrael after Mashiach comes, we're going to look back and we're going to say, wow. All the bad things that happened, that was all a dream. Hayinu kecholmim. The whole galus, we were just dreaming. Everything was part of a story all to come to this moment. There was nothing really that was bad. Hayinu kecholmim. It was all a dream, all a storyline to bring us to this point. Because when Mashiach comes, says the Radak, we'll recognize how even all the bad things come together to make good things happen. Says the Briska Rav, that's what the Rambam means here. What does it mean that when Mashiach comes, we're not going to read anything but Megillas Esther, but still have Purim, even though we're going to forget the Tzaros? How can you forget the Tzaros? You're going to read about him every Purim. Says the Briska Rav, because on Purim we recognize that all the bad things that happened in the Megillah, all were leading to a good place. If it wasn't for Achashverosh basically kidnapping Esther, taking Esther away and making her be a queen to a strange man, the Jews would have never been saved. If it wasn't be for Haman to come on the scene, the Jews would never have done tshuva and come together and fasted and united again. If it wouldn't have been for the fact that they were able to talk to Achashverosh and be scared for all the time while they were trying to get a new decree to be able to fight them, they would never have been saved. Says the Rambam, says the Briska Rav, that's what the Rambam means. The Rambam is telling us Purim is unique in that on Purim, like when Mashiach comes, we recognize how all the bad things in life come together really to make beautiful things. And that's why Megillas Esther and Purim will last even in the days of Mashiach. And that's why reading about the bad things about Purim is not considered reading about bad things, because we recognize the bad things coming together for good. So that's the message Purim has for every individual. Every person, right, every person goes through struggles in life and difficult decisions and hard periods and challenges and family problems and friend issues and stress and getting into college and going to seminary. And we look at it at the time and say, oy vey, so difficult. But Purim teaches us that all of those bad things, they come together to make a very beautiful ending. And that's why we're able then, when we come to the point where we realize what all the bad things will bring us to, we can look back and say, Hayinu kecholmim. We were like dreamers. The whole time was really just a dream. And that's what Purim teaches us. That's why Purim is the only holiday that will survive when Mashiach comes. And that's why Purim is the only holiday whose Megillah, Megillah Esther, will continue to exist.